KGMI News Time, 6:50 on this Monday. So what do gray rhinos have to do with the state of child care in the U.S.? It's a little bit more complicated than you think. Joining me out now is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger's. Jill, so let's start with this. What is a gray rhino in terms of a financial situation?
Well, I mean, it's really a situation where there's this big lurking risk. It's so big, but yet we don't pay attention to it. It kind of blends in. And if any, you talk to anyone who's ever been on a safari, or you talk to people who sort of understand what rhinos are all about, they're sort of these big, imposing creatures that kind of are just sort of there, and they only become a problem when they're coming charging at you. And why is this so important? Well, gosh, you know what, gang? We have a gray rhino in our midst. What is it? It is the idea of childcare in this economy, because it is a huge risk to families and to the economy as a whole.
Goodness. Now, there's gray rhinos have existed in the past as well. Like, what were some other examples that we as a country have been going through?
Well, you know, you might think like the housing bubble was this like crazy off the wall thing that no one could have anticipated, but it was building up for so long. In fact, there were years where people just were like, wow, this is so crazy. They're giving mortgages to just anyone. And that was one big one. The Greek debt crisis, we talked about it for years going into the financial crisis. Natural disasters are obvious, you know, when you say that even, you know, we know it's happening, but we're not dealing with it. And even like on a more like just sort of day-to-day basis, I always think of this idea of like a dangerous intersection. We all have had one of those in our neighborhoods. You've got this terrible intersection. Everyone's like, oh gosh, you know, the intersection of Main and Elm is a terrible one. And then they don't do anything about it until there's some horrible accident. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, let's put a traffic light up. So it's really something that's in plain sight that can create a lot of problems, and then forces the all of us to focus on it and deal with it.
Yeah, we've definitely heard a lot about the cost of childcare in the past couple months, and it's definitely an issue. But why is it becoming such a big issue for everybody to be concerned about?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that have happened during the pandemic. First of all, we do know that the industry, the childcare industry, under huge pressure. Why? Because so many childcare centers had to close amid COVID. And as they've reopened, they found that, wait a second, we can't hire as many people as we need. This is a very labor-intensive business, right? You can't, you know, create an algorithm to take care of your kids. You need a human being. Well, a lot of the people who were in the industry left the industry. You know why? The pay is really low. You know, if you look at median income for childcare workers, it's $12.24 an hour. Well, you know what? If I'm a childcare worker, the center was closed during COVID, I might have said, hey, let me go get a job in a warehouse. I'm going to make 18, 19, 20 bucks an hour. Going to have regular hours, of course. I'm going to get benefits. It's a better job. This has left childcare centers absolutely flummoxed because they can't hire enough people. They're trying to raise costs, the price of it, and that's putting pressure on families. Families are paying way too much money to actually get the care they need. 13% of their income, which is almost twice what the government deems as affordable for childcare.
Oh my goodness. And I think most parents can agree $12 an hour to take care of children is absolutely not enough for, you know, a whole building of toddlers.
Yeah, I know. It's so crazy. I've always thought about this when it comes to childcare and elder care. It's sort of the same thing. We are entrusting these human beings with our most precious family members, right? And yet we can't figure out a way to pay them more. And I think the hard part is, look, from the private, a lot of people are like, well, this is a private sector problem. It's actually a tough problem for the private sector to solve, because you cannot make a ton of money in the childcare industry. So oftentimes in the world, when we have had a problem that private sectors can't actually tackle because it's not like an economically feasible thing, even if it's a need, the government takes it on. So if you look at developed nations around the world, they pay about $14,000 per child when it comes to their care. Okay, you know what we pay in the U.S.? $500 per child. There's a big difference there, and there's a big problem that needs to be solved. Now, look, there is part of the Biden Build Back Better plan that would try to solve this problem. It does tend to get lost in the weeds as a problem because it feels like, oh, this is a partisan issue. It's not. Democrats, Republicans, independents, people who don't care about politics, they're all paying too much for childcare. So we really need to focus this on this as an issue.
Absolutely. We'll keep an eye on this story. Jill Schlesinger with CBS News. Jill, thank you so much.
Great to be with you. Thank you.